This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Diana Furch-Scott-Roth, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute here in Washington, where she is also director of Hudson's Center for Employment Policy. Diana has also served as chief economist for the Department of Labor in the George W. Bush administration and as chief of staff for President Bush's Presidential Council of Economic Advisors. We want to get her thoughts today on the latest jobs numbers, with the Department of Labor reporting that 290,000 jobs were created in the month of April, but the overall unemployment rate increased to 9.9%. And Diana, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you today.
290,000 jobs is about 100,000 more than the experts were anticipating. Broken down, it looks like, according to what I read in the New York Times, about 230,000 in the private sector and the rest is government jobs. What do you make of these numbers?
Well, these numbers are certainly good news. They are excellent news. But again, it shows, even with this high number of jobs, relatively high number of jobs created, we are still not creating enough for the re-entrants, people who are re-entering the labor market, and people who are unemployed, because the unemployment rate went up to 9.9%. And anyone who says it's good news that we have an unemployment rate of 9.9% when the fourth quarter last year's GDP growth was about 5.5%, this past quarter's growth was 3.5%. We're in a growing economy, and we have an unemployment rate of practically 10%. This is not good news.
Diana, who's getting hired and why aren't more people getting hired?
Well, we've seen there's a hiring across the board, as usual, education and healthcare, professional and business services. We even have hiring in manufacturing, some hiring in construction, leisure and hospitality. We have hiring in government, 60,000 workers. This is primarily the Census Department hiring temporary workers to fill the 2010 census. What we don't have are the unskilled getting hired and the long-term unemployed getting hired.
And what's the key to making that happen, or what's stopping that from happening? Is this a matter of policy, a matter of businesses trying to decide whether or not now is the right time to begin hiring again? What's the main reason for this?
The increase in the minimum wage to $7.25 an hour is making unskilled workers a lot harder to hire. The new health care legislation, employers have to pay $2,000 per worker with proportionate payments for part-time workers if they're not providing the right kind of health insurance. EPA is proposing to ratchet up regulation of carbon and ozone. So there are a lot of things going on in Congress and the administration that have disincentives for hiring. Tax rates on January 1st, 2011, tax rates for many small businesses are going to go up to 45% from 35%. They go up to 39.6% for the income tax. Then there's the extra Medicare tax that's going to kick in, that is going to be passed, that's going to take effect a little later on in a couple of years. So there are all kinds of reasons for businesses not to hire workers, the new mandates. And it's very troubling that people and markets and the government is celebrating an unemployment rate of practically 10%. This, by the way, when we have a labor force participation rate, we have a labor force participation rate of 65.2%. And to your listeners, this is about what we had in May 1986. This was in the middle of the decade when women were entering the labor force in record numbers, which goes to say there are a lot more people who are going to enter the labor force.
Diana, you and I have talked in the past about the real unemployment rate. 9.9 is the official one, but that doesn't factor in people working part-time who wish to be working full-time, and those who have given up trying to find employment because it's just not happening. Oh, what does that number look like now?
That number is over 17%. It's 17.1%.
And that's worse than it has been in previous months.
Right. It went up from last month from 16.9%.
Diana, talk a little bit more, because this is, you mentioned the health care bill and its impact on employers' decisions to hire and lay off, and what type of hours they're going to extend because of the benefits they would then have to pay for the new workers. Most of this is not supposed to kick in for 4 years, but are we seeing employers make decisions right now based on what they expect to be the reality in just a short time?
I think so. I mean, any rational employer would be making decisions because they're being told by the Department of Health and Human Services how they have to start thinking about complying with the new law. HHS is issuing different kinds of advisories to help them comply. Now, firms with under 50 employees are going to be far better off. But companies that have, say, franchises, groups of workers, say you have a restaurant that's open 24 hours that needs three or four different shifts of workers in order to stay open, those are going to have more than 50 workers, and they're going to be particularly hard hit. Also, franchisees often have groups of restaurants. Say someone owns 10 Taco Bell restaurants or 10 McDonald's restaurants. Even though each of those restaurants might have fewer than 50 workers, that group, as an employer, that person employs more than 50 workers. So what's interesting is that franchisees are going to be at a disadvantage vis-a-vis individual owners of restaurants and stores. So they would have to have higher prices in order to compete.
Diana, one more question before we let you go. And obviously, over the last few weeks, immigration has once again become a major issue. And many of those who are in support of stronger enforcement measures regarding our borders and making sure that people are here legally before they're working for different employers say that without strong enforcement, this is another area where millions of Americans are not going to be able to find work because those jobs are being taken by those here illegally. How big of an impact is the illegal immigration problem on our job picture right now?
Well, I think that the effect is different from what people think. I think keeping out immigrants is actually costing us jobs. It's very hard to get a visa to get into the United States to work legally. This is something we need to fix. If employers can expand their employment, both of low-skill and high-skill immigrants in a legal manner, they can create more jobs for native-born Americans also. So if someone can hire more low-skill immigrants, for example, if a town can hire more low-skill immigrants to, say, clean a swimming pool, then they're more likely to have that community pool built. If an engineering firm can hire a bright Chinese PhD to manufacture better computer chips, there'll be more of a market to sell those chips. That'll be hiring native-born Americans, too. Their compliments, I think, part of the reason our recession is so bad is because we're cracking down on immigration.
Diana, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you very much for
Thanks
being with
so
us.
So much. Bye.
Diana Furtscott-Roth is Senior Fellow at the Hudson Institute, Director of Hudson Center for Employment Policy. She served as Chief Economist for the Department of Labor under President George W. Bush and Chief of Staff for Mr. Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. She's also a contributing editor to RealClearMarkets.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.